Mark chapter 9, verse number 42. The Bible says this, "And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him to that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea." Amen. What is this talking about? Well, it can be talking about a lot of things. It can be talking about, you know, offending them and trying to get them to not believe in Jesus. It's talking about children, right? But what about the one that harms a child? These defilers of the flesh that we're talking about, these reprobates, only a sick individual is gonna try to lay down with a child. That's disgusting. They're never coming in here. If I find out anybody in here is one, they're out the door too. Bye. Don't let the pavement hit your face on the way out. Whoops, they tripped. Isn't that what the police do? Like, oh, sorry, they hit your head into the door or whatever. Whoops, I banged your hand on the side of the door. I'm not advocating violence. I just want to let you know that. Just saying, if they refuse. We've had people that come in here and refuse to leave. Some queer got on the piano one time and refused to leave. And they almost had to be physically removed out of here. Look, we don't have, we reserve the right to refuse service to homos. Amen. We reserve the right to refuse service to pedophiles. We don't have to let them in.
Yeah.
We're not selling things here. Amen. You know, Sweet Cakes for Melissa might have got put out of business, but we're not selling cakes to queers here.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not catering gay weddings with our pizza. You know, this is a church. This is a New Testament church, and we're not letting those queers in here, period.
Amen.
Verse 43 says, "And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off, for it is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." Look, God doesn't want anybody to go to hell. I'm not saying he does. Well, he does want certain people to go to hell, but it's after they've crossed over. See, that's what people can't understand about the reprobate doctrine. They can't understand that once they've crossed that line with God, they're done. It's just like someone that adds or removes anything in the scriptures. They're done. God's done with them. And look, if you're already saved, you can't commit sins that would make you go to hell because you can't lose everlasting life. So God's not going to let you do a sin, and it wouldn't even come into your mind to do it. Something that would make you lose your salvation, but you can't lose your salvation anyway. So you're not going to blaspheme the Holy Ghost if you're already saved. It's just not going to happen. God's not going to allow you. I mean, you're just not going to do it. That's a sin you will not commit. But someone that's not saved, they can commit it. And once they do commit it, the lights go out. All right? Darkness only. There's no light in them at all anymore.